This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about my life's divine lessons, and I think about people who cross our paths, they come into our lives to teach us these divine lessons. And in many instances, they model for us what we should do. But there are those instances where they show us what we should not do. And we will see it if we remain aware and avoid becoming complacent. And I had this thought as I was thinking about the relationship between Eli and Samuel. So as we know, Eli takes in Samuel and cares for him, helps to groom him to become the first prophet of Israel. But as we recently talked about, Eli made some parenting missteps of his own because he failed to discipline his sons early on. Now, what's interesting is, rather than Samuel learn from Eli's mistakes, he in fact repeats them, because Samuel also has sons that he ultimately has problems with, and their behavior too is dishonorable. Now, sometimes we avoid making the exact mistake, but it's still a mistake that is in the same vein. And I think we miss these divine lessons because, one, we move away from God's word, and two, we fall into a place of complacency and normalcy. The words that I have come to respect are, the simple inherit foolishness, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. Proverbs 14:18. Tomorrow, let's talk about grace and love. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. And today, let's move away from complacency and embrace our life's divine lessons.